You're listening to the Visibly Fit Podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett, and every week I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Visibly Fit Podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. It is so good to spend this time with you. Thank you for joining me today. Well, today we are going to be talking about the largest organ, the skin, and we're going to be talking specifically about dry skin. And if you're listening to this live time, we are in the month of March, so we're moving out of the winter months, but we're still kind of there. But you might be experiencing just dry, flaky, crocodile-looking skin, and it's not very exciting, especially as a female, to experience this kind of skin. And so there's so many different underlying causes, and I wanted to kind of go over it because we all deal with dry skin, right? And so we're all dealing with different bodies, right? And different situations going on. But the number one reason, the obvious number one reason that people are dealing with dry skin is that they are dehydrated, right? Dehydration is a big, big culprit that leads to dryness of the skin. And so it's essential to stay hydrated by drinking enough water throughout the day. So ideally, if you could think of drinking half of your body weight in ounces every day, that's fantastic. But also making sure you're getting enough electrolytes and minerals, it's really important as well. Now, if you are a coffee drinker, that's a diuretic. So that is stealing, depleting water from your body. If you drink alcohol, that is stealing water from your body. So your skin, the largest organ that you have, is going to reflect your habits, okay? It really will. And so I notice that if I am more stressed, or maybe I didn't get as much sleep as normal, or if I've been traveling, oh my goodness, my skin is yelling at me. It's like, hello, I need you to take care of me a little bit differently. So it's really obvious, and it's a good thing because it's our body telling us, it's giving us a signal. So we need to respond accordingly instead of just like, oh yeah, I got dry skin, let's throw some lotion on it, right? Like, that's not how we address the issue. It's really more of an inside out issue. We need to look at our nutrition. What are you eating? Do you have nutritional deficiencies right now? Because if you are deficient in certain nutrients, if you're deficient in omega-3 fatty acids or vitamin E or C or zinc, I mean, my goodness, this can really contribute to dry skin. So, you know, I'm going to tell you that it's important to consume a well-balanced, whole food, plant-based diet, right? Now, if you're not on the whole food plant-based wagon, I can help you with that, but I really want to encourage you. You want to get a lot of rich fruits and vegetables and dark leafy greens and really good quality, healthy fats. So avocado, like whole food fats, avocado, coconut, nuts and seeds, that kind of thing. And also quality plant-based proteins can really help improve the quality of your skin. And that's important. So how are you fueling your body? And are you drinking enough water on a daily basis? You can't just be like, yep, I did that on Monday. No, it's every day. Every day, do we have enough nutrients? Every day, are we drinking enough water? So that's very, very important. Now, also, you know, we have our environment to thank very often. So do you have a humidifier going in your home instead of, you know, maybe you've got the heater that's been running all winter long? Do you have a humidifier running throughout the home? And if not, do you have a standalone humidifier in your bedroom or in the spaces that you are in so often in your home, where your skin can be replenished by that humidifier, right? It's the oils and the moistures that are just really lacking. And so that's an outside in approach. It's kind of a combination of what we need to do, right? Like, yes, it's an inside out, true root solution, but there are some things you can do from the outward way of going about your skincare that will make a big difference. But going back to the environment, I mean, if you're outside a lot, if you are outside in the winter and there's harsh wind and cold and your extremities are feeling it and exposed, like your face and your hands, you're probably going to see that you're more wrinkly, more dry, and you're just going to have to cover those extremities better, right? It's hard to cover our face. We don't want to be wearing like a ski mask all the time, but, or ever, I don't, but anyway, and I'm in Minnesota, but we do have to cover up with a scarf or whatever when it's really brutal conditions, because that harsh weather can really, really strip the skin of natural moisture, even excessive heat. So it maybe you aren't in the cold environment, but maybe you live where there's massive heat, right? Like maybe it's even dry heat, like Arizona or something like that. It can lead to massive dryness. So again, you want to make sure that you're hydrating, and you also want to make sure you are fueling your body with the proper nutrients to make sure from the inside out, your skin is going to reflect all that you are doing to take good care of that large organ. Now, I have a confession to make, and then we'll kind of go back to some, you know, foods and different things we can do. But I have a confession to make, because I was in the bathroom looking through the cabinets, and I was really embarrassed about what I found, and I thought I would share. I thought I'd be vulnerable with you. And I thought I'd gone through these cabinets and got rid of so much in my bathroom, but these were lurking in the dark corners of of the cabinets there. And I guess I've been a mask hoarder. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A mask hoarder. I don't know if you can relate, but I have a lot of masks that I have bought over the years, and that's another embarrassing part, but over the years thinking I'm going to use this and it's really going to replenish and restore the oils and moisture in my skin, you know, yada, 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 whatever. I'm going to show you. So I have a few right here that, you know, they haven't been opened. I've had them for eons, and I just got them at my local drugstore. I have a couple others that I found that I'm like, oh my word, I think I've literally had these for like 15 years. Like, I may have used them once. I don't know. But I go back and I look at all these, and I would not use them now. Oh my goodness. The chemicals in these masks. Okay. All this is going in the trash. I'm just showing you that I am so human, and I'm just so embarrassed about what I found that I wanted to encourage you to maybe go through your bathroom cabinets, and you might be surprised at what you found. But here's something that I was really surprised by. Now, this I've had for evidently a really, really long time. It's so old that, again, I would never use it today because of the chemicals and everything. But anyway, it's so old that the container... If you're watching on YouTube, the container is literally cracked open. Okay. It's cracked open. And listen. Yeah. Do you hear that? Yeah. It's crumbles. There are crumbles in this container because that's how old it is. Yeah. That's going in the trash. So very, very embarrassing. But at the front of the cabinets are the masks that I do use. And so I did want to share these with you. I may have shared with you on another podcast before, but I'm going to share with you again. True Self Organics. This is a great mask. It's a detoxifying mask. And I actually, it's like a clay mask, and it has no harsh, no bad stuff in it at all. It even says no bad stuff on the ingredients, but it's a clay blend. It's got Epsom salt. It has willow bark extract, all kinds of good stuff here. And I just mix it with their solution, detoxifying solution, which is like a apple cider vinegar, purified water, Epsom salt. So anyway, good stuff here. And that makes the mask. Now, I don't have an affiliate with them. I really do like them, but wanted to share that with you if you're interested. I also use another mask, and I am an affiliate with them, and I will have a link in the show notes if you want to support this podcast and get this mask as well. It's one of my favorites, not because I'm an affiliate, because I actually use it and like it, and I'm pretty sure I have a picture of me on Instagram in this mask at some point, but it's the Four Sigmatic Mushroom Face Mask and Tonic, and I love it. It's been a great mask, and so these are we're at the front of the bathroom cabinet, and these are what I use because these are just pure, and they're fantastic. Like this one right here, the Four Sigmatic, it has cacao, cinnamon, reishi mushrooms, chaga. It's even got ginseng and ginger and, oh man, charcoal. Like it's activated charcoal. It's good stuff. So I love that. And I've seen my skin flourish whenever I use it. I also, I should do it more often, but I have a close girlfriend that I like to go to and get facials from, and she's amazing. I'm not going to give you her information here online because you'd probably bombard her, but she is awesome at what she does. But every now and then I will go and get a facial. Again, I should do it more often. It's kind of nice to reward yourself with a facial, but doing it at home is great too. And it's getting into the routine of how do I care for my skin outwardly, not just, you know, from the inside out, but outwardly too. So I can make the most of, you know, supplementing or, you know, ensuring that the oil and moisture is intact in my skin. So I know growing up, my dad had tons of aloe vera plants. He still does. I think, yeah, he's an aloe vera hoarder. I just said that I'm a mask hoarder. I guess he's aloe vera hoarder. He's got aloe vera everywhere. I mean, seriously, I guess because it grows like crazy. But we would just like, you know, cut off a piece of aloe and put it on some dry skin. If he had a canker sore or like a fever blister, he would put it on his lip. It would heal pretty quickly. Sunburns, of course, but aloe is a great source, a natural source for dry skin that can really help. Also, making sure that you are eating, again, the proper foods that you're going to ensure that you get ALA, right? The alpha-linolenic acid in your body is going to be essential. So I mentioned nuts and seeds. So walnuts are fantastic. Those are going to be very, very effective. In fact, one serving gives you a little over 2,500 milligrams, which is way over the daily recommended dosage of ALA daily. So just one serving of walnuts, one tablespoon of flaxseed will give you 2,350 milligrams of ALA. Again, that's alpha-linolenic acid. And this is going to help your skin. So that is awesome. I like to put ground up flaxseed. Your body absorbs that flaxseed so much better when you grind it up. Same with chia seeds. Grind those up and then put them on your steel cut oats in the morning or something like that, or in your smoothies. And that's a great way to go. We also use hemp seeds. I don't grind those, but you can, that's a great source of omegas. And nuts and seeds, those are great sources for you, but also cruciferous vegetables like Brussels sprouts and that kind of thing are going to be helpful. Another great source of something for your skin is algal oil, which comes, it's derived from algae, and basically it's got EPA and DHA in it as well. So your body, it doesn't just help your skin, but also boost your brain, your memory and your brain. All this is really, really good. Same with those walnuts. Walnuts will really help with the brain health, but we are what we eat. We've heard that a million times, right? You really are. So if you're eating the standard American diet, your skin is going to reflect what you're eating. Honestly, it is. Now, if you are bathing a lot, okay. Now I'm all about hygiene. Like, please, let's be clean. Okay. And smell good. But if you are excessively bathing, if you are bathing or showering with seriously hot water, then this can affect your skin. All right. So turn down that heat. Now, if you're taking a hot Epsom salts bath and, you know, you're there to relax and to really absorb that magnesium from the Epsom salts, that's one thing. But if you're doing it excessively, it's really going to be harsh on your skin. Same if you are using harsh, like soaps, right? Soaps are a big thing, right? They can disrupt the natural oils and prevent the skin to really be able to present and come up with its own oil, and it results in massive dryness. So those harsh soaps are a problem. So what kind of soaps are you using? You know, there's all kinds out there. Make sure you're finding something it's really simple. Like maybe it's from goat's milk and it's got some almond oil or peppermint oil or whatever oil for scent. Something just really simple is going to be best for your skin as opposed to some of these harsh chemical soaps. Okay. Hormones are going to be a big, big reason why your skin might be dry. So again, going back to diet and water and that kind of thing, that's going to be very, very important. Nutrition, especially to help balance out those hormones. But especially during, you know, menopause, and if you have thyroid disorders, it can really show up in your skin. It can cause massive dry skin. So do different things that will help promote and improve good skin health. So things like I mentioned, having a humidifier, that's going to be great. Have that next to your bed or have that piped into your home where that humidifier is keeping, some moisture in the home, which will allow your skin to absorb that moisture. That's going to be very, very important. If you are, again, used to eating that standard American diet, we want to get rid of that and start eating pure and clean and knowing that, man, our skin is kind of that first sign of how we're taking care of ourselves. And also, are you sleeping well? Are you stressing a lot? Are you getting ample B vitamins? If you are low in Bs, your body or your skin will start to look dry. Okay. If you're not getting enough vitamin C, your skin will start to show this. I mean, vitamin C is necessary for collagen production. So there's a lot that stems from our nutrition and our habits there and how we're fueling our body. So don't dismiss that when it comes to your skin. Okay. Now also, eating a lot of like yellow and orange vegetables. So bell peppers, carrots, that kind of thing that has, beta carotene is going to help because it's got, you know, high levels of vitamin A. It's going to help with your skin. Obviously too many carrots can turn that skin orange, but I haven't seen that since I turned my son's skin orange when he was a baby, giving him too many carrots, but it's a lot of carrots. So I doubt you're going to do that, but just consume those yellow and orange vegetables. That's going to be very, very important. And stay away from sugar. Y'all know that. Stay away from sugar. Stay away from the fatty foods, the junk foods. Again, that standard American diet is going to be detrimental on the skin. Also, do some sort of exfoliation on your skin. I need to be better at this. I'm kind of throwing my hand up here like, yep, I need to do this more. But using like a loofah sponge, you know, a gentle loofah sponge to kind of get rid of the dead skin cells on our face and actually all over our body is going to be very important. I use a dry brush too, by the way. before I shower, which is also great to drain the lymphatic system and get the blood circulation happening, but also gets rid of those, you know, it sloughs off the dead skin cells. And that's what we want, so that our body can start producing and throwing up that new, those new skin cells, and we look all shiny and wonderful. Hopefully you don't smoke. Smokers have horrible, almost grayish looking skin, right? So do not smoke, whatever you do. Even secondhand smoke can be a problem. We're hearing a lot, of course, about castor oil, right? Now, castor oil is good for some people, not good for everybody. I will say that it's a great carrier oil for things like frankincense or rose oil or chamomile. These kind of oils can really help the skin with hydration and calming and that kind of thing. So castor oil can be great for a carrier oil. Some people just throw on castor oil and use castor oil packs. It can help detoxify the body. Castor oil can. It can help with draining the lymphatic system and detoxify the liver. It has a lot of great benefits, but again, it's not for everyone. So I'm just throwing that out there. It is an oil that doesn't clog pores. So that's helpful for people that have acne and that kind of thing. But I know that there's a lot of hype around castor oil right now. And I think it's just kind of one of those fads in the moment. Are there good things about castor oil? Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It just really has a multitude of benefits, including helping to stimulate hair growth in the scalp, eyelashes, and also eyebrows. So, you know, listen to your body. If you want to try it, go for it. But if you start getting rashes or anything of that nature, just stop and know that, okay, this is not for me. But it's also been known, believe it or not, to help break up cancerous tumors and lesions and that kind of thing. So there are some powerful healing benefits of castor oil, I will say. And there's been tons of testimonials. But again, listen to your body, but it can help with dry skin. It really can, but maybe use it as a carrier oil for some of those other oils that are awesome for dry skin. Like I mentioned, frankincense and rose and chamomile, those kind of things that can help with that dry skin. Again, I'm not a dermatologist. I'm not an esthetician. I'm not a skin expert. Okay. I just know that dry skin is a big issue and it's usually more than, it's usually more of an issue than what people give it credit for, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Not that we want to give it credit, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, I just have dry skin. I think I'll just slap on some lather on some lotion and I'll be fine. When really it's an internal issue and needs to be addressed. You might really be lacking in those omega fatty acids, right? Those omega-3s. You might really be lacking in zinc or A or C or any of the others I was mentioning, E, you might be lacking nutritionally. So let's look at that first and then kind of go from there. Okay. I'm not opposed to lotion. Okay. You know, a lot of them are fully loaded with chemicals. So you have to be careful with what you're using. And again, your body, your skin is the largest organ. So it's going to, yeah, that's right. That was a suck in and absorb all that you put on it because it penetrates. Your skin allows things to penetrate really quickly into the body. So we have to be careful what we put on our skin. And I've talked about this before with just different things like our detergent and soaps as well. But regarding our skin, our face, how are we taking care of that? And how are we taking care of maybe those crocodile looking legs. Maybe you're just taking too many hot showers and you need to give it a rest. So just something to consider. And again, making sure you're drinking lots and lots of water. And again, if you are interested in checking out the masks that I do use. And again, I'm throwing those others out. And I would love to hear if you found any really scary chemically laden masks in your bathroom. But Four Sigmatic right here. It's the mushroom face mask and tonic. And that's one I really highly recommend. It's mushrooms and adaptogens. So give that a go. And also pay attention to your environment. Pay attention to, check and see, have you done blood work lately? Is it maybe a thyroid issue? There's so many things that we need to look at if you do have dry skin. So let's take a peek under the hood, so to speak. If you are interested in working with me directly and doing that, let's give it a go. I definitely do blood work as well with my patients upon request, which I really highly recommend everyone doing it, but I can't make everyone do blood work. But that way we really get a full solid look at what's going on in the panels and find out where are you lacking, where can we tighten things up a bit, and what's really going on with your body. So if you are dealing with dry skin, don't overlook that it could be something so much different than what you're thinking. So if you're looking for someone to guide you along a healthier way of living, not just nutrition wise, but exercise and sleep and stress and all those things, then go to getvisiblyfit.com and let's work together. Don't delay. Let's do it. If you have questions, just email me at wendy@wendypet.com, but let's start working together and make your skin healthy. I promise you will see results within your skin when you're on the Visibly Fit 7-week program and just the program altogether, the lifestyle. Within a week or two, like boom, your skin will start to show results. In fact, I had a gal that went through my program and she had horrible eczema. And she was on major medication for it, which I don't recommend because there's repercussions to taking pharmaceuticals, but it was that bad that she was desperate. And so she was able to get off those medications within 2 weeks of being on the Visibly Fit program, and her skin conditions went away early, like within 3 to 4 weeks. So if you're dealing with any kind of psoriasis or any kind of skin issues like that, let's hit the root problem. Okay. And I'd be more than happy to help you get to that and to hold you accountable. All right. Blessings to you. I hope this encourages you just to kind of take a little look at your skin and maybe a look under the hood to find out what's going on and to realize that even stress can play a role in your skin condition. Lack of sleep can play a role. So just kind of do like an evaluation on your lifestyle and find out what's going on and how do you fix it. I'd be more than happy to assist you. And again, if you have questions, go to wendy@wendypet.com. But thanks for tuning in to this episode, and I look forward to catching you on the next one. Be blessed.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypet.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a Visibly Fit day.